Best Gifts for Puzzle Lovers, 2026. From $15 brain teasers to heirloom boxes. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. The best puzzle gift depends almost entirely on the recipient and your budget, not on what's best in the abstract. I keep a shelf in my study that visitors always misread. They see little wooden boxes and odd knots of polished steel and assume they're ornaments. Then they pick one up, and 40 minutes later they're still standing there, jaw set, refusing dinner. That's the shelf. Every object on it earned its place by doing exactly that to someone. I've been collecting playable curiosities since I was a teenager with more curiosity than money, and the question I get asked more than any other, at holidays, at birthdays, by the in-law who doesn't know what to get Dave, is some version of what do I buy the puzzle person in my life. It's a harder question than it looks, because a puzzle gift can go wrong in ways a sweater can't. Too easy, and it's an insult. Too hard, and it's a paperweight. Wrong style entirely, and you've handed a disentanglement, not a jigsaw. This is the guide I wish someone had handed me. It's a price ladder built on 23 years of watching what stays on shelves and what ends up donated, from a $15 brain teaser that fits in a stocking to an heirloom box that outlives both of you. I'll tell you what earned a spot, what nearly didn't, and because I'm not selling anything and that's the whole point of this place, what I think is genuinely overrated. The moment someone picks up the right puzzle, their whole hand changes. You feel it. That's what we're hunting for here. Let me pour the tea. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. How do I pick a puzzle gift by recipient and budget? Forget star ratings and best of lists for a second. The only two variables that matter are who and how much. Get those right and almost anything works. Get them wrong and the finest puzzle on earth gathers dust. Start with the recipient's asterisk style asterisk. Puzzle people are not interchangeable. A disentanglement solver, the steel knot take it apart crowd, and a sequential discovery solver, the box with a hidden mechanism crowd, are different animals, and a jigsaw devotee is a third species again. If you've ever seen them puzzling, you already know which they are. If you haven't, the safest universal entry is a cast metal take apart puzzle. It scratches the itch for nearly everyone and costs less than lunch. This is where craft enters the room. You're buying a piece of someone's life's work. One more rule I live by, buy slightly under their skill, not over. A puzzle they solve in a satisfying evening becomes a story they tell. A puzzle that defeats them for 6 months becomes a quiet resentment in a drawer. Generosity with puzzles means letting them win asterisk. The 30-second recipient triage, ask yourself one question. When this person has solved a puzzle, what did they do with their hands? If they pulled things apart, buy disentanglement, hanyama. If they pressed, slid and pushed panels, buy a box, karakuri. If they sat at a table sorting flat pieces for hours, buy a wooden jigsaw. You don't need to know the hobby, you just need to remember the hands. Most puzzle gift sets are trap. One real puzzle beats 6 disposable ones every single time. They're heavy, cold, beautifully made, and small enough to live in a coat pocket. Many of the best were designed by the late Nob Yoshigahara, a legend in this world, and by Akio Yamamoto, whose spiral pieces are little sculptures in their own right. Here's how I steer people through the range. Total beginner or a kid who's sharp, start around level 3 to 4. Cast marble level 4 is my standing recommendation. It looks like a small sculpture, and the solve is elegant rather than brutal. Someone who likes puzzles, but you're not sure how serious, level 5 is the sweet spot. A confirmed veteran who thinks they've seen everything, go to level 6. Cast News, designed by Yoshigahara, and Cast Enigma are the ones that humble experienced solvers. Enigma in particular was considered nearly unsolvable for years. I've given that exact gift more times than I can count, and it has never once landed wrong. Buy 2, one to keep, one to lose. Hanyamas are addictive and frequently borrowed permanently by guests. At this price, I genuinely recommend buying a duplicate of any you love. It's the cheapest insurance in the hobby. Are smart cubes and connected puzzles worth gifting? This is where I get a little contrarian. The Rubik-style speed cube has had a renaissance, and the modern app-connected smart cubes, the GoCube Edge, GANs Bluetooth cubes, are genuinely clever pieces of engineering. They track your moves, teach you to solve via an app, and let you race other people online. But be honest about who that recipient is. A connected cube is a learning tool and a fitness tracker for your fingers. It is not a curiosity to be discovered, and it's not a thing you'll hand your grandchildren. The serious cubers, I know mostly buy a Bare Metal GAN or MoU Speed Cube for a fraction of the price and skip the app entirely. Because the app is for asterisk learning asterisk, and once you've learned, the magnets and the corner cutting are all that matter. So, gift a smart cube to a beginner who wants to get good. Don't gift one to a collector who wants to be asterisk delighted asterisk. They want completely different things, and the smart cube only nails the first. Smart cubes are overrated as collector gifts, perfect as starter gifts. I'd never put a Bluetooth cube on my Curio shelf. The moment it needs charging, it stopped being a curiosity and started being an appliance. But for the nephew who keeps saying, I wish I could solve one of these, a GoCube Edge is the single best gift in this guide. Match the tool to the job and it shines. Mistake it for an heirloom and you'll both be disappointed. The budget move for an aspiring cuber if your giftee is curious, but you're not sure it'll stick. Start there rather than at the top of the range. What is a Karakuri puzzle box, and why is it the perfect gift? Now we arrive at the heart of my shelf, and the gift I most love to give. The Japanese Karakuri, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, puzzle box. A Karakuri box is a sequential discovery puzzle disguised as a small wooden box. To open it, you must find and perform a hidden sequence of moves, a panel that slides a hair, a corner that presses in, a pin that drops, sometimes two moves, sometimes a few dozen, occasionally over 1,000. The finest come from the Karakuri Creation Group, a collective of master woodworkers in Hakone, Japan, formed around 2000 by the artisan Akio Kame, who is credited with reviving and reinventing this dying craft, and who coined the very phrase Karakuri box. Many are clad in Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Chinese letter, Yosugizeku. Hakone's traditional marquetry, built up from tiny rods of naturally colored wood into kaleidoscopic patterns. A craft so demanding it's a designated national traditional handicraft in Japan. What makes them the perfect gift is that they work on two people at once. The recipient who loves puzzles gets a real, sometimes maddening mechanical challenge. But the recipient who asterisk doesn't asterisk still gets a beautiful handmade object that looks wonderful on a shelf, and the slow, secret pleasure of eventually getting it open. As one puzzle writer I trust put it, the hidden compartment is a silent promise, a tacit seduction through the placid excitement of discovery. I've never read a better description of why I keep buying them. The ladder within Karakuri runs wide. For a first Karakuri gift, I steer people to a Kame new secret box or one of the small boxes, unmistakably handmade, genuinely puzzling, and priced where a serious gift should be. By Karakuri the way you'd buy fine wine, by the maker and the moment, these are made in small limited batches and they sell out. If you find a Karakuri Creation Group box in stock from a reputable stockist, Cubia Games, Crux Puzzles, the official Karakuri webshop, and it fits your budget and your giftee, buy it then. It very likely won't be there next month. Don't wait for a sale, there isn't one. A note on the Yosuke accent, if you want the gift to feel unmistakably special, look for a box finished in genuine Hakone Yosuke marquetry rather than a printed veneer. The real thing has a faint three-dimensional quality in raking light. Those are individual slivers of wood, not a pattern stamped on. It's the difference between a souvenir and an artwork. What's the best heirloom-grade puzzle gift? Above the Karakuri, tier sits the rarefied air. Heirloom puzzles built by individual artisans in tiny numbers, in exotic hardwoods, signed and numbered, designed to be the object a family argues over in a will. The two names to know are Cubic Dissection Eric Fuller's workshop, which produces heirloom-grade interlocking burr puzzles and puzzle boxes in exotic woods, and Stickman Puzzles, Robert Yarja, the artist behind some of the most coveted puzzle boxes ever made. A Yarja box like the Stickman Lock Box, a real combination lock with a hand-built wooden mechanism, was made in roughly 60 copies and is the kind of thing collectors hunt for years. Here is the honest, candid part, because candor is the point of this place. You usually cannot just walk up and buy these. Cubic Dissection and the top artisans release work in limited drops that sell out in minutes, and as I write this, their entire, all puzzles shelf reads sold out. So the heirloom tier isn't really a click buy now gift, it's a asterisk campaign asterisk. If someone in your life is that collector, the most generous thing you can do is join the maker's mailing list, watch for a release, and pounce on their behalf. Those deliver the heirloom asterisk feeling, handmade, signed tradition, built to last generations, without requiring you to win a lottery to buy one. Don't gift a puzzle nobody can buy. I love Stickman and Cubic Dissection more than almost anything on my shelf, but pointing a normal gift giver at a maker whose entire catalog is sold out is bad advice dressed up as sophistication. If you can't put it in a box by the gift date, it's not a gift, it's a wish. For an actual present, buy an in-stock karakuri masterpiece and save the artisan hunt for yourself. Is a wooden jigsaw a good puzzle gift, and which one? Jigsaws are the puzzle world's silent majority, and I'll admit I undervalued them for years. I was a mechanical puzzle snob, and I was wrong. A asterisk cheap cardboard jigsaw is a forgettable gift, but a laser-cut wooden jigsaw is a completely different object. Thick maple ply pieces with a satisfying heft, often cut into whimsy shapes, a teapot, a cat, a tiny key hidden in the artwork, with no box image to cheat from on the heirloom lines. The two makers I trust are Liberty Puzzles, Boulder Made, Vivid Vintage and Fine Art Imagery, with whimsy pieces throughout, and Artifact Puzzles, artsy, often surreal imagery, frequently with figural-shaped pieces. Both are genuinely keep-forever objects, and both make wonderful gifts for the person who finds mechanical puzzles frustrating, but loves the meditative, tactile flow of fitting pieces. The killer move here is a custom image wooden jigsaw. Many makers will cut a puzzle from a photo you supply. A wooden jigsaw of a couple's wedding photo or a beloved old dog is one of the most quietly devastating gifts I know. It's a puzzle, a portrait, and a keepsake in one. Match the piece count to their patience, not their pride. A wooden jigsaw is denser and trickier than a cardboard one of the same count. Those whimsy shapes and tight cuts slow you down. For most adults, a 200 to 500 piece wooden puzzle is a deeply satisfying weekend. 1,000 plus wooden pieces is a commitment. Size down from what you'd buy in cardboard. Final verdict. After all the ladders and tiers, my advice collapses into something simple. If you want the gift to mean something, a milestone, an anniversary, a person you really love, save up and buy a handmade karakuri box from the Karakuri Creation Group. It's a puzzle, an artwork, and a small piece of a centuries-old Hakone tradition all at once, and it'll sit on their shelf long after the wrapping is forgotten. The heirloom artisans like Stickman and Cubic Dissection are the white whales, gorgeous, sold-out, hunt-for-years objects, and the honest move there is to chase them for yourself, not to promise one as a present you can't actually buy. Match the puzzle to the hands and the budget to the moment, give them something they can asterisk win asterisk, and you'll have done what I've been trying to do with that misread shelf for 30 years. Hand someone the quiet, stubborn joy of a thing that doesn't want to be opened, until one evening it finally does. Frequently asked questions. What is the single best puzzle gift for most people? Cast Marble Level 4 for a beginner, Cast Vortex Level 5 as an all-purpose safe bet, Cast News or Cast Enigma Level 6 for a veteran. They're beautifully made, fit in a pocket, and have the highest "this was a great gift" hit rate of anything I know at the price. What's the difference between a Hanyama puzzle and a Karakuri box? Metal teasers reward cleverness with your hands, Karakuri reward patient discovery and look gorgeous on a shelf. How do I choose the right difficulty so I don't insult or crush them? By slightly asterisk under asterisk their skill not over. Hanyama's 1 to 6 scale makes this easy. Level 3 to 4 for newcomers, level 5 when you're unsure, level 6 only for confirmed veterans. A puzzle solved in a satisfying evening becomes a happy story. A puzzle that defeats someone for months becomes a resentment in a drawer. A wooden jigsaw puzzle's worth the higher price. For the right person, absolutely. They're the ideal gift for someone who loves the meditative flow of fitting pieces but finds mechanical brain teasers frustrating. Size the piece countdown from cardboard. Wooden cuts are trickier. Where can I actually buy authentic Karakuri boxes? Reputable stockists include Cubia Games, US, Crux Puzzles, UK, and the official Karakuri Creation Group webshop, among others. They're made in limited batches and sell out, so if you find one in stock that fits your budget and giftee, buy it then, there's rarely a sale. and it may not be there next month. What's the best heirloom puzzle gift, and can I just buy one? The Dream Tier makers are Cubic Dissection Eric Fuller and Stickman Robert Yarger, who build signed, numbered wooden masterpieces, but they release in tiny drops that sell out fast, and their catalogs are often entirely sold out. For the artisan makers, join their mailing list and pounce on a release. Is a smart connected cube a good gift? Yes, for a beginner who wants to learn asterisk to solve a Rubik's style cube, but they're learning tools, not collector's items. A serious cuber will buy a bare metal speed cube and skip the app. And they're the wrong gift for someone who wants a curio to be delighted by rather than a skill to build. I have no idea what kind of puzzler they are. What's the safe choice? Hanyama Cast Vortex or Cast Marble. When in doubt, that's the gift.